It's a good sign when a voter takes the mic at a campaign stop to tell a candidate why they could vote for them. What Rob Darrell, an insurance broker from Bow, told Tulsi Gabbard as she campaigned in Ware earlier this month is far less common, that his support was triggered by a Gabbard campaign sign.
I'm driving down to Manchester and you're a big billboard, and there you were. I'm like, Tulsi! So I started reading about you.
You just made the billboard guy on my team here really happy.
Billboard guy is not a typical job on any campaign these days, but on Gabbard's, it's a key one. Per FEC filings, the Gabbard campaign has spent close to $500,000 on billboards alone. That's almost 15% of her campaign's total spending. In New Hampshire, she's plowed at least $100,000 into Tulsi 2020 billboards, and they're all over the state, from the North Country to Manchester to I-95 on the seacoast.
Look, I'm not as well known as Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. And no one will know to vote for me if they don't know who I am. So we're using every platform possible to be able to introduce myself to voters, let them know who I am, my experience, and why I'm offering to serve them as president.
I think of this as a kind of a moonshot by a candidate who is way behind, right? What can I do to stand out?
Jonathan Krasno is a political scientist at Binghamton University and co-author of a study on how campaign signs, lawn signs in particular, affect a candidate's fortunes.
The candidates who had a lot of lawn signs out did better. Not a lot better, but a little better.
So a sign-driven approach probably won't deliver Gabbard, who polls in the low single digits here and in Iowa, the Democratic nomination. But chances are voters in New Hampshire are seeing more signs for Gabbard than for any other candidate, including on Larry Levinson's front yard on South Street in Concord.
I'm not opposed to putting more than one out. So I had like mixed parties out on the front lawn one time. It doesn't matter to me. I just like, I'm trying to get the right person.
Levinson's an undeclared voter. He says he happened to see Gabbard speak and like her. He says he also likes Pete Buttigieg and Cory Booker, but says when Gabbard's volunteers asked him to take a sign, he did. So far, though, he says it's prompted little discussion with neighbors or passersby.
Seems like a lot of people don't even know who she is. I think that's what's holding people back from asking about it.
The Gabbard campaign has a solution for that, more lawn signs. That MO was on full display as voters exited Gabbard's stop at the Ware Library.
You walk right outside, you'll see a girl with pigtails, and just let her know you're going to get a sign.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Gabbard herself even got into the act when Rob Darrell, the guy who told her campaign's billboard sparked his interest, would soon have a Tulsi sign on his lawn.
I got a yard sign coming.
Don't think about it too long. Just accept it, man.
Advice that could also go for voters here is more Gabbard signs fill the landscape. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.